This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. Lucas is here in Tri-Cities, Washington. Hi, Lucas. How are you?
How you doing, Dave? John? Hey, I got a question for you. I need your advice. My family's grown, and my wife, she's looking for a bigger house. And we currently own three. One's paid off. We owe about $200,000 between the other two. And so I'm just looking for some advice and direction on whether keeping property, selling one, or I don't know. So, that's what I'm calling.
So you want to sell one. Why?
Well, I don't want to sell one. I need a bigger one. My family's outgrown the one that we're in.
Oh, I see.
And
you said your wife wants one. Do you want one too?
Yeah, happy wife, happy life. So,
well, okay.
Yeah, we're all ready. Right.
All right, so we're moving up in house. Your current residence will sell for how much?
Right now, around $300,000.
And the house you're going to buy would cost how much?
Well, if she gets her way, probably $650,000. You know, somewhere in that price range.
At some point, we have to make a wise decision together rather than just making a princess happy. So what are we going to do here? Let's be a grown man and a grown woman. What price range of home are we actually going to buy?
Let's go on the high side, $650,000.
All right. So you need $350,000 more than your house.
Yes.
Where are we going to get that?
That's kind of what I'm looking for advice on.
Do you have $350,000 in an investment that is not retirement?
Almost, yes. That we own a house, and it's paid off, and it's worth about $325,000.
Okay, so would you rather sell it and your personal residence, or sell your investments and your personal residence to pay cash for $650,000? Those are your two choices.
Well, I guess selling the paid off one, that's what the wife wants to do. And, you know, the market where we're at as far as renting, you know, our initial idea was to have a house for each one of our kids for school. And then, you know, when they get old enough, that's going to pay for the school. But right now, I don't know if that's possible with wanting a bigger house. So I guess selling the one that's paid off.
How many square feet do you live in?
About 1,750.
How many kids do you have?
I have three.
What ages?
1, 3, and 7.
Okay. You have a zoo.
Yeah, you're in it now.
Yeah, you are in it to win it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a little more space would make a little more sanity. I agree with that.
And see, I have a.
What do you make a year? Houses.
I'm around $100,000.
Does she work outside the home?
She does.
Okay. All right. So I want you to reframe this conversation. I don't like the way the conversation is being answered every time I ask a question. Okay.
I don't either.
For the sake of your relationship and your sanity. Okay. Proverbs says, who can find a virtuous wife? A virtuous wife. For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, and he will have no lack of gain. So there is tremendous wisdom in your wife as a grown woman, not as a princess with a red face stamping her foot that she wants something, but your wife as a grown woman and you connecting and saying, we decided that with a $100,000 income and three littles, we want to move to a $575,000 house. That is our budget. We are not going to go over that. We are going to liquidate our home and the investments to pay cash for that. That leaves us with one rental home, which means our next goal will be to buy two more rental homes because we had a goal of one rental home per kid to pay for their college. or something like that, that we together develop a plan that gives our family a better standard of living square footage wise, but is not you responding to, well, my wife wants to sell this, my wife wants to do this, and my wife wants to do that. I'm getting tired of hearing what your wife wants.
Exactly. Take ownership.
Sure. I understand. Yeah. She just started working as a teacher as well. So
sure.
She's got an income pretty close to mine as well.
That's awesome. So you got a $200,000 a year income. You can accomplish some of these goals. But my point is not that her opinion doesn't matter. It's that it does matter, and so does yours. And you don't get the privilege of blaming her for these decisions you don't agree with and you go along with.
Or worse, you do want to do these things. It just sounds cool to like be with a couple of dudes at the water cooler talking about the old ladies that are to get. No, man, we want to get a bigger house.
Well, so she wants to sell. I don't. I want to look at to where, because there's an age gap between us, I want to be able to retire when I can retire. And
but the cost is you live in 1,700 square feet with three littles and it's driving her by nuts.
I know.
That's the cost.
You got to change your picture, brother. You had an awesome goal, and then life threw something at you, and now it's time to change goals, man.
Yeah. What your $200,000 household income paying cash for a $575,000 house is not a bad place to be.
It's better than most.
Yeah.
And still owning another rental that's paid for, and you have no payments in the freaking world at that point, and you guys can pile up some cash and buy some other rentals and do some other stuff. It's just a different picture. So nothing's ever going to work out exactly like we always thought it was going to when we were 20.
Yeah.
Because we didn't understand stuff when we were 20. Oh, when we were 30. Oh, when we were 40. Oh, when you're 60.
Right.
And nothing ever comes exactly like you think it's going to, but you have to learn to navigate this together and use the wisdom. To opposites attract, and Larry Burkett used to say, if opposite, a good thing opposites attract, because if you weren't opposite, one of you'd be unnecessary. So you need each other to complete the picture of wisdom and lean in on that. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.